Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The monthly jobs report is out from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and it's not good. Last month, the economy added just 38,000 jobs, the smallest monthly addition in more than 5 years. Well, joining us now for a closer look is Mike Regan. He's with Bloomberg Gadfly. Hi there, Mike.
Hi, Magna.
So first of all, your reaction to these low numbers?
Well, to use the technical jargon, I would say it was a very weird month. You know, you see the payroll number be much weaker than expected, about a quarter of the job growth that economists estimated. But yet the unemployment rate actually did much better than economists had estimated. It dropped from 5% to 4.7%, which is the lowest since 2007. And it really highlights the fact that one of these numbers, the report that tallies the numbers of jobs added, is based on a survey of businesses, while the unemployment rate is based on a survey of households. So sometimes they can give much different pictures of what's going on. I talked to an economist friend of mine who said, yeah, it's complicated, but if they made it any simpler, all of us economists would be out of work. So the numbers would be even worse then.
But I wonder if there's, I mean, to that point, is there an oversimplification going on here? Because, I mean, that low 4.7 unemployment rate looks good on paper, but I always take that number with a grain of salt because we continuously see people just exiting the job market altogether.
Yeah, and that's a big, the employment participation rate did decline during the month. And that is a number that had stabilized at very low levels. So it is disappointing to a lot of people to see that decline again. Whereas it's a sort of a tough number to really figure out exactly what's going on with. Obviously, some people drop out of the workforce because they're just frustrated. They can't find a job. But a lot of people drop out because they retire early or, you know, they put their kids through college and they don't need to work. Both people in a couple don't need to work anymore. So it's a complicated number, but in general, most people like to see that number moving higher.
Yeah.
With more people in the labor force. And that's considered a more positive sign for the economy.
Yeah. Now, Mike, I try not to look at data points in isolation. We also see that in this report, the government revised down the number of jobs added in March and April by 59,000. So is this more than just an off month? Is there a trend here?
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. You shouldn't read too much into one single month. It could be, you know, an anomaly that's corrected next month. But there does seem to be a trend, not really that surprising of a trend, that job growth is weakening to some degree, because we are reaching that level of unemployment that is where, you know, approaching full employment in the economy. But looking at the mix of jobs this month, you know, there are some reasons to be concerned. Employment in professional and business services was changed very little, an increase of about 10,000 compared to 55,000 in April. And those are good, you know, office jobs, good paying, good benefits. Other major industries, construction, financial activities, leisure and hospitality, even government jobs were all little changed over the month. So it does seem, you know, it does make you worry that this job growth is slowing more than people had expected.
And Mike, in just a couple seconds, really, Janet Yellen was expected to maybe even raise rates, but could this new report change Fed policy?
Yeah, absolutely. The futures contracts on the federal funds rate have indicated that there's very little chance of a rate increase this month, and not much of a chance for July either.
Mike Regan, columnist with Bloomberg Gadfly. Thanks as always, Mike.
Thank you.